The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
On Wednesday, July 3rd, the San Jose Sharks 2024 development camp continued, and Dan Ruzanowski and I got the opportunity to chat it up with the future of Teal once again. First off, Dan talked it up with Philip Biestead.
Sharks development camp continues at Sharks Ice at San Jose, and it's great to visit with Philip Biestead, one of the top young prospects in the San Jose Sharks organization. Philip, last season you played in the Swedish Elite League, and then you came over to the Barracuda at the end of the season. Tell us what that experience was like.
Yeah, it was different. It's a different hockey game over here compared to Sweden with the smaller ice and stuff, but I think it's a good experience to get the a few games in last season, so I'm more ready when this season starts.
For a center iceman, what's the biggest difference?
What's that?
From Europe to here, with the smaller ice surface as a center iceman, yeah. What's the biggest difference?
Yeah, it's everything is tighter. When you get the puck, you have less time every time, and then when you get the puck in the offensive zone, you always have a chance to shoot. So try to get that mindset in.
You don't see the AHL in Sweden very often. You don't have any exposure to it. But did anything surprise you about the level of quality of players and anything else that you'd experienced there?
I think it was kind of what I was expecting. It's not that big difference if you look player to player and to Sweden. Like the strength and everything like that in the players is pretty equal. So it was... Get to taste of the Swedish league before coming here.
Now, you had a taste of the World Juniors, obviously, and that was a big experience for you. What did it mean for you to represent your country, but also to be in a situation where you were going to play against guys that were going to be in the NHL?
Yeah, it's always an honor to put on the Swedish jersey and to go out there and fight for a country. And obviously, it was in Sweden as well, so we had a lot of fans and everything cheering for us there, so it was an unbelievable experience.
Who is the person that you know the best in the Sharks organization? I know there are several that came over from Sweden too.
Yeah, Krona. Now when we've been here, hanging around a lot, and then William Eklund. When I was drafted here, and he was texting me, and we were on the development camp, and I've been in touch.
That gives you a good inspiration, too. You know, William had his time in the American Hockey League, and now he's establishing himself in the NHL. Would you like that sort of a path for yourself?
Yeah, obviously I want to play in the NHL, and don't want to rush it either, but that's always my goal, and to trying to be better each day to be able to play up there.
So obviously after you get an experience in the American Hockey League, you see a little bit of NHL hockey while you're over here. Tell us what you've been working on this summer, what you need to do the rest of this summer to have a great training camp and be ready.
Yeah, trying to be stronger, being in the gym. In the NHL, there's stronger guys, so trying to be strong so you can handle that, and yeah, faster as well. And like I said, it's a lot faster here, so... Get the shots off quickly, and like I said, be strong.
One thing you have a reputation for is being an intelligent hockey player. You make good decisions on the ice, even when you don't have the puck. When you're doing that against NHLers, do you notice a difference in how fast you have to make a decision?
Yeah, played against a few on the summers as well, and they're equal guys. They think really fast, so you have to go up a step or two to be able to. Going that their tempo, so yeah, it's something I like.
Well, all of us want to know, who were your favorite players growing up? Who did you follow?
Peter Forsberg, fellow Swede.
Well, that guy is one of the great players, obviously. Really, in this era in the NHL, you're kind of a different player than he was, though, aren't you?
Yeah, a little bit different, yeah.
Tell us the difference.
Yeah, I think I'm a big guy, but growing up, I haven't really used my size like he did. But I'm trying to be more of it, and yeah, trying to be a two-way guy. You know, that can be good offensively, but also reliable on the defensive end.
All of us would be really happy to see that at the NHL or the AHL level for the organization. Tell us a little bit about the plan for training camp. Where do you want to be when training camp starts physically?
Yeah, I want to be ready, of course, going back home, be stronger, faster, and we have a schedule back home that when we're done with that, I'm going to be at my top level and top form, so when I'm coming over here to be ready for everything that's coming.
Well, we are really excited to have you. We think you're doing a great job so far. We enjoyed you in the American Hockey League last year, and we want to say have a great camp, and we'll see you in the fall.
Yeah, thank you.
Next up for Dan, it was the man acquired in the trade of Tomas Hertl to Vegas, David Edstrom.
One of the exciting things about development camp is you get to say hello to some of the new members of the San Jose Sharks organization, and it's our great pleasure today to introduce you to David Edstrom, a center iceman acquired in the Tomas Hertl trade from the Vegas Golden Knights organization this last year. David, welcome to the Sharks organization.
Thanks.
Have you ever been traded before?
No, it felt weird, but someday is the first time.
So you grew up in Gothenburg. That's a really good-sized city in Sweden, and mm-hmm. that Frölunda organization that you're part of is a legendary organization. Tell us how old you were when you started playing hockey and when these people started to notice you.
So I started playing hockey when I was about 5 years old in a little youth team in the south of Gothenburg, close to my home. And then I moved to the Frölunda Academy when I was 14, 15, and then I've been there since.
Now, it's similar to the soccer organizations, right, where they have an academy program and they raise you and train you to become, is that how it works?
Yeah, exactly. So I had 4 years in the Frölunda youth team, but then I got the opportunity to play with the men's after a couple of years.
Now, have you always been a center iceman?
Yeah.
Because I know some other people, like Macklin Celebrini, started out as a defenseman, now he's a forward. It changes during the course of time, but who were your favorite players growing up?
I mean, of course, the Swedish guys. You had Gabriel Landeskog, Joel Eriksson Ek, really good players, and I liked to watch on Jonathan Toews as well.
Well, if you take the combination of those three players and bring them to the NHL, you're going to be very, very successful. Tell us the style of hockey that you do play.
Yeah, so I would describe myself as a two-way centerman, good in both ends of the ice, strong, play a hard game. Want, of course, to contribute to the offensive side of the ice as well.
One thing that is always a big adjustment, obviously, is the change in the size of ice that that happens in the North American style of hockey. You kind of get a taste of that, though, with World Juniors, right? Mm-hmm. You played on the Swedish team and got a medal, a silver medal, in the last competition. What was it like representing your country?
It's something that you always dreamt about. And then the World Juniors was in Gothenburg, my hometown, so it was really, really, really special to play there.
So you were a first-round draft pick of the Vegas Golden Knights, and then you moved to the Sharks organization. We've seen the progress of guys coming over from Sweden for a couple of years. What's your plan for this season? Do you plan to be here, say, with the Barracuda and the Sharks, or do you plan to go back to Sweden after your training camp?
So what I know now, my plan is to play home in Sweden one more year. Work on the stuff that I need to develop and get to play a lot of minutes home in Sweden.
Well, we saw William Eklund do that. We've seen, and Filip Bystedt, you played mm-hmm. on the Swedish national team with him. Are you pretty good friends with him too?
Yeah, he's a good guy, really nice guy to hang out with. And so I I met him first time last year during the World Juniors showcase.
And do you know William Eklund at all?
I know who he is, but I've never met him. Just his brother, younger brother.
Oh, right. His younger brother is also playing over there. Tell us a little bit about your training this summer. What are you going to plan on doing to get closer to being ready?
So my biggest development that I need to work on is my skating on ice and off ice. Need to get stronger, put on more weight, and work on getting stronger on the puck.
What does it mean to you to be part of this core group of players that where you're going to grow together and as an organization?
I think this is a really good path for me. I mean, San Jose is on a rebuild. They want the young guys to take a big step and want to be on Anders Ribble. So I'm really excited.
We're excited for you. We're really happy that you're here, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Just days after being drafted by the San Jose Sharks, I got the chance to talk to the 11th overall selection in the 2024 draft, Sam Dickinson. All right, we now have joining us on the Sharks Audio Network, it is Sam Dickinson, fresh off of being selected 11th overall by the San Jose Sharks in the 2024 draft. Take me through that moment, man. That must have been pretty exciting.
Yeah, it was really special. I think after seeing, Mac going one and having the opportunity to be able to come here and kind of join, all the other guys that are here and, the great front office and management, it's just really exciting and it was a surreal moment.
Yeah, man, I would imagine. And just being there at the Sphere, it's the first time they've done, an NHL draft there or any big sporting event there. What did you think of that entire experience?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I mean, they really kind of pressed on the whole, first time being there, first time away from a hockey rink for the draft. But, the setup they had for it was unbelievable. All the graphics that they were throwing up mm-hmm. on the huge screen there was unbelievable. And, truly kind of a once-in-a-lifetime thing to be there for that.
Yeah, and seeing everybody names getting selected, were you kind of taking it in as, not a fan, but just were you watching like entertainment or were you just too focused on when is my name going to be called? Like, could you enjoy the event?
It was really nerve-wracking, obviously, being stressful and thinking, where you're going to go and all that kind of stuff. But, at the same time, I tried to enjoy all of it and, understand that this was a huge moment for a lot of other guys as well. So it was a little bit of both of, a little bit nerve-wracking waiting for everything, but at the same time, kind of enjoying all of it as well.
Did you know that the Sharks were interested in you? Did you have an idea that they were, potentially a suitor?
Yeah, I think, from, a long time through the year, we had a lot of good talks I had with San Jose and, again, leading into the combine, another good interview there. And kind of just leading up to it, there was always a little bit of a feeling. And then, when they traded up for that pick, the realization became, a little bit more and more going through. So I think, through the year, you get feelings about a lot of different things. And San Jose was always one that was in the back of my head.
San Jose's obviously got a history of some very high caliber blue liners that's come through this franchise. Did that cross your mind at all to maybe be, put up there with some of the names that we have associated with this franchise?
Yeah, I think, that's still a long ways ahead. Obviously there's been a lot of unbelievable defensemen to come through here, like you said. But, for me, it's just kind of taking one day at a time, enjoying development camp here, and then, kind of see what the future holds.
Who were the guys that you liked growing up? Who were you a fan of?
I was a Montreal Canadiens fan, but, San Jose was always good, so you always see them on TV.
But, like, is there any player you modeled your game after or anything like that?
Yeah, I guess, recently I tried to play a little bit like Miro Heiskanen, just kind of the way that he skates around the ice yeah. and can take over the game that way, something, I try to put into my game, and, yeah, I'd say he's the number one guy.
How has it been getting to know some of your new teammates here?
Yeah, it's been great. Everybody's been, super nice. Knowing a couple guys from the OHL and from before, and especially Casper being in London, he spoke to me a lot through the year. And then, I think the second I got drafted, I think I've talked to him the most since then. So, we've both been really excited. So it's a really exciting time.
And you've played against Quentin Musty before, correct?
Yeah, playing in the OHL, played against him for 2 years now.
What do you think of his game? And then now seeing him up close as a teammate.
Yeah, he's a tough guy to play against, but, a guy that you love to have on your team. You see what he does in the OHL. It's, one of the best players there for sure. And, to be on the same team as him now is, a lot better, and I'm excited for that.
Just in terms of the last few days, has it been an absolute whirlwind? Have you had a chance to think other than how hot it is in the Bay Area right now?
A little bit, but, it's good. I came from Vegas where it was even a little bit hotter.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
No, but I mean, coming here, it's my first time in California as well, so just kind of trying to take everything in, enjoy all of it and see what's next for me.
Did you have a good time at the San Jose Giants game last night?
Yeah, it was good. They had put us in a good spot there, so it was a fun game to watch and sit around with some of the guys.
Will Smith said he was going to throw heat for the first pitch. Did he, or was it a little, was it off the strike zone?
It was heat, but I think it hit the dirt before the glove, so.
How's your arm?
Probably not much better. I can't really chirp him because I think you throw better than I could.
Right on, man. Well, I will let you go. I know you got stuff to do, but I appreciate your time, and welcome to the San Jose Sharks.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
And then it was time for Quentin Musty. All right, we are now joined on the Sharks Audio Network by Quentin Musty, who is, of course, taken in the first round of last year's NHL draft, but he's back here for Dev Camp. How different is it with everybody now a year later? Do any guys look different? Are there players you were excited to see up there on the ice?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, trying to have big summers, so everyone looks a little bigger, and, that's a good thing. But, yeah, just feeling a little more comfortable this year, came in last year as my first kind of experience with an NHL camp. But, yeah, I got to know a lot of the guys last year. And, yeah, I feel a lot more comfortable coming in this year.
I know you've been able to play against Sam Dickinson a bit, who the Sharks just took this year, 11th overall. What can you tell me about his game and seeing him now as a teammate? He said he was happier to see you as a teammate as opposed to going up against you.
Yeah, he's a great kid, and, you know, most importantly. And, yeah, his playing style is pretty phenomenal. You know, watching him play, he's pretty stellar on the offensive side and, you know, pretty locked down on the defensive side. So, yeah, he's a great two-way, you know, defenseman. Yeah, really tough to play against back in the OHL. So,
is it weird going up now, guys, as teammates who was before you were playing against and like, hey, I was, you know, you were my opposition a couple months ago?
Yeah, it's a bit weird, but, you know, hockey community is pretty fun and, you know, guys don't really, you know, take things, you know, on the ice, off the ice. So, yeah, it's great to, you know, see him in this setting and, you know, get to know him as a kid a little bit more. And, yeah.
You obviously had a big year this past season. Was 102, 103 points?
I don't remember.
Don't remember, but it was a lot. It was a big jump. Obviously, you were highly touted as it was, but, you know, it seems like you just keep on getting better and better. Did that experience last year, like you said, coming in and getting drafted and doing the development camp, did it kind of make a realization like, okay, like this next step is here? Did you work that much harder in the off season, or was it just a continuation of what you'd done previously?
Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty busy off season last year, obviously the combine draft and, you know, a couple camps and stuff. But, yeah, I think just going in, you know, you always want to, you know, outperform yourself from years prior. I think that's the goal for everyone in any league. You know, coming back and, yeah, it was my motivation, you know, just, you know, trying to get better each year, each day. And, yeah, just try to do that as best I could this year.
What are your goals for the upcoming season?
Yeah, I mean, obviously want to make this team, you know, pretty bad. I mean, you know, last year, obviously, you know, might not have been the most realistic goal, but I think anytime you're coming into a camp, you want to try and make the team and, you know, make the best impression at least. So, yeah, that's my goal this year is to, you know, try and do that.
Everybody obviously has the dream of turning into a professional athlete when they're a young kid. For most people, you know, like me, it ends in high school. But is it pretty – I mean, when that moment happened last year and you start taking those next steps in your career, have you had a time to reflect and think back about how you got to this point, or have you not even really – I mean, you've been busy, to put it bluntly.
Yeah, I mean, I think – you know, my dad actually always told me that's something you kind of do at the end of your career. You know, you want to keep getting better. And, you know, I haven't really done anything yet. You know, I haven't made it pro. I haven't played any games. So, you know, just trying to work hard and, you know, make that dream kind of come true and, you know, reflect on it when it's all over. So, you know, just want to keep getting better and better and, you know, having better years. And, yeah, I still got a long ways to go.
Are there certain aspects in your game that either, you know, your coaches – have told you about, or the Sharks when they drafted you last year that they told you they wanted you to see develop? Or are you always just trying to make yourself better overall, more well-rounded player?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always trying to. I think, you know, the biggest thing for me is, you know, details in all three zones, you know, neutral zone, you know, D zone mostly, just, you know, being more, you know, disciplined, you know, around the zone and just trying to, you know, play better defense, honestly. And then I had a pretty good year playing defense last year, and, you know, this year just trying to keep getting that better. So,
well, define discipline for me, because I know everybody talks about that in a different way. What does that mean for you?
Yeah, I mean, just being in the right spot, you know, not jumping pucks, not cheating, you know, for offense. And, you know, even sometimes cheating for defense sometimes can, you know, hurt an offensive chance. So, yeah, just trying to stay disciplined out there and, you know, stay in my spots, you know, just be, you know, a little more poised.
Is that something you're aware of sometimes where you start thinking, like, I want to go for that, and you're like, no, if I get caught out, then it's going to be a bad situation for the goalie?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I love to score goals and, you know, play offense, but, you know, defense comes first, and that's what usually leads to offense, so it's important, you know, for me to, you know, try and stay composed and in that D zone, and then, you know, when the time comes, play offense, you know, jump right on it. So,
yeah. Other than, obviously, everything that's going on with your hockey career, any big plans for the summer?
No, I just actually went on a pretty nice vacation to the Cayman Islands, but
nice.
You know, try to get that out of the way early and, you know, get back to work. So,
what's your summer training system like?
Yeah, I'm up in Toronto right now. I'm training with Andy O'Brien, and yeah, just, you know, a lot of pro guys in there. I'm trying to learn from them and, you know, just get bigger, you know, stronger, faster. You know, I'm still young and, you know, still got a long ways to, you know, fill out and, you know, get better. So
nice. So, lift heavy weights, eat a lot of food, and that pretty much come down to it?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, eating the right things, you know, lifting, just trying to do the right things. It's pretty important. So.
Sounds like a good time, man. Well, I will let you go. I know you got stuff to do. You guys are going to do some cooking out here, I believe. So
yeah.
Get to it, man. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Stay tuned to the Sharks Audio Network for continued coverage of this offseason as we get ready for the 2024-2025 season. For Dan Ruzanowski and the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
This podcast can be found for download under Sharks Hockey Digest on iTunes, Google, and Spotify. And on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, presented by Western Digital. All music by Yogi Yen.